Hi, small business owners. This is Kevin X copyrighted content written for small business owners who are doing it all. Welcome. Leading a small business, it's quite a journey, right? It's not just about having a title. It's about constantly inspiring your team, fostering innovation, and building a solid company culture. Every day brings new decisions, unique challenges, and this ongoing need to adapt how you lead to fit different personalities and market shifts. But have you ever felt that despite your best efforts, your team isn't quite reaching their full potential, or that some of your directions are met with a bit of resistance? That's a common challenge. It often comes from relying on just one leadership style, even when it doesn't really fit the situation. Honestly, that rigid approach can leave you feeling drained, and your team might end up disengaged. Ultimately, it can hold your business back from its true potential. This guide, or this audio experience, is here to help you transform that dynamic. It's not about giving you more tasks. Instead, it's about empowering you to lead with more insight and flexibility. The goal is to help you get past those common leadership pitfalls by giving you a deeper understanding of the various styles that actually drive success. As you listen, you'll realize that truly impactful leadership isn't about controlling every detail. It's about understanding and applying the right influence at the right time. Inside, you're going to go on a structured journey through some of the most impactful leadership types relevant for small businesses. We'll break down styles, ranging from the highly directive autocratic approach, which is crucial for rapid decision-making in a crisis, to the empowering laissez-faire method, which really thrives with highly skilled autonomous teams. We'll explore the benefits and contexts of leading by example, where your actions set a powerful standard, and the collaborative strength of democratic leadership, where collective input leads to better outcomes. We'll also dive into the developmental impact of coaching leadership, which is all about nurturing individual potential. And then there's the inspiring force of transformational leadership, which can truly rally your team around a powerful shared vision. Finally, you'll understand the structured efficiency of transactional leadership and the deep team loyalty you can build with servant leadership. For each style, we'll give you clear explanations, highlight its core principles, and discuss its practical applications and any potential challenges within a small business context. You'll hear relatable hypothetical examples featuring small business owners like Sarah, David, Maria, Robert, Emily, Anya, Tom, Jessica, and Leo. They'll show you how these styles play out in real business situations. This isn't just theory. This audio guide offers practical strategies to help you figure out which style is best for a particular team member, a specific project, or even a sudden crisis. You'll learn to consciously adapt your leadership, which will help you build trust, create stronger teams, foster innovation, and confidently handle any challenge that comes your way. By the time you finish this journey, you're going to have so much more clarity, adaptability, and strategic insight to lead with remarkable impact. You'll unlock the ability to truly inspire greater commitment, empower your employees to reach their full potential, and create a thriving workplace culture built on a shared vision and individual growth. This is really about mastering the art of influence. It's about achieving more through your people and growing your business without losing your team's vital contributions in the process. Now, let's talk about the specific leadership styles we'll cover, starting with one you might want to approach carefully. Micromanaging. You know, micromanaging is more than just being detail-oriented. It's actually a significant roadblock for small business success. When you fall into this controlling habit, it can really stifle new ideas, bring down team morale, and genuinely stunt your business's growth. So, how do you spot it in yourself or your team? Well, if you constantly feel the need to oversee every small task, or if it's hard for you to delegate, that often signals a lack of trust. If you find yourself always correcting minor details or demanding frequent unnecessary updates, it's time to step back. Let others see that you value autonomy and trust your team to take ownership of their work. It's important to share the negative impacts of micromanaging with everyone on your team. People want to feel empowered and contribute meaningfully. Help them understand that excessive oversight can kill creativity, slow down processes, and make them feel undervalued. It erodes pride and hinders the development of a culture where initiative and independent problem solving get noticed. To stop it, focus on setting clear goals, providing necessary resources, and offering support instead of constant scrutiny. Empower your team to make decisions within their roles. When people feel trusted, they're more likely to take initiative and invest deeply in their work. If an employee mentions feeling stifled or unable to perform without constant approval, take that feedback seriously. Observe your team's performance and engagement for patterns related to autonomy. If you consistently see higher productivity and more innovative solutions when individuals are given space to work, that's your edge. That's what sets you apart. So ensure your management style reflects this trust and that your operations protect that freedom. Now, build a reputation for empowering your team. An employee who feels trusted to manage their own tasks, believes in their capabilities, and in your leadership. Let them know you're committed to fostering independence because their growth matters. Give them simple ways to report progress or ask for guidance without feeling scrutinized, like weekly check-ins or an open-door policy. Make it straightforward and natural, not burdensome. Avoiding micromanagement isn't just about letting go. It's a pathway to more business. Use it to build trust, inspire your team, sharpen your unique strengths, and expand your reach. Empowering your employees is good for both productivity and morale, fostering a positive work environment and strong client relationships. For example, imagine you're Sarah, the owner of Sarah's Sweet Treats Bakery. You might find yourself checking every batch of cookies, insisting on specific stirring techniques, or reviewing every social media post before it goes live. This constant oversight, while well-intentioned, can prevent your bakers from developing their skills or your marketing assistant, Alex, from taking creative initiative. Your team might feel stifled, leading to a lack of innovation in new recipes or marketing campaigns. Leading by example. Leading by example is more than just showing up. It's a powerful asset for small business owners and leaders. When you consciously choose to lead this way, your actions become a blueprint for excellence, inspiring higher standards, building trust, and driving collective success. To start, embody the values and work ethic you want to see in your team. Your commitment to quality, integrity, and effort sets the tone for everyone. If you expect punctuality, be punctual. If you expect respect, show respect. Let your actions speak louder than words, demonstrating your dedication and setting a clear benchmark for professional conduct. Share your commitment to leading by example with your team. People are motivated by authenticity and consistency. Let them see you tackling challenges, admitting mistakes, and celebrating successes with the same enthusiasm you expect from them. This builds mutual respect and helps foster a culture where accountability and a strong work ethic are naturally adopted. Put your personal standards to work every day, whether it's interacting with customers, solving problems, or handling tough situations. Approach every task with the same diligence and positive attitude you expect from your employees. When your team sees you consistently upholding high standards, they're more likely to emulate that behavior. If an employee faces a challenge, don't just tell them what to do. Show them how you would approach it. Consider the impact of your own actions on team performance and morale. If you consistently observe a positive correlation between your work habits and the team's output, you're reinforcing your edge. That's what sets you apart. So, make sure your daily routines reflect this commitment and that your leadership style protects it. Now, cultivate a reputation as a role model, an employee who sees their leader consistently demonstrating professionalism, dedication, and integrity will feel inspired and confident in their own contributions. Let them know that you lead by example because you believe in the power of collective effort and shared values. Give them opportunities to observe and learn from your approach, creating a mentorship-rich environment. Make it straightforward and natural, not preachy. Leading by example isn't just about being the best performer. It's a pathway to more business, Use it to build trust, inspire your team, sharpen your edge, and expand your reach. It's good for both productivity and morale, fostering a positive work environment and strong customer relationships. For example, take David, the owner of Digital Designs, a small web development agency. When a challenging client project comes in, David doesn't just assign it. He dives into the initial discovery phase, collaborating on complex wireframes and staying a bit late to refine a tricky piece of code. His team members, seeing his dedication and willingness to get hands-on, are inspired to put in similar effort and pay close attention to detail. When a bug arises, David openly discusses how he'll approach fixing it, teaching best practices through his actions, which encourages his developers to take pride in their own code quality. Laissez-faire delegative leadership. Laissez-faire or delegative leadership is more than just being hands-off. It's an approach that grants significant autonomy to team members. When you use this freedom wisely, it can lead to high-performing teams and foster innovation. But if not applied carefully, it could risk disorganization. First, assess your team's capability and maturity. This style thrives when employees are highly skilled, self-motivated, and experienced enough to work independently. It's about empowering experts, not abandoning novices. If you have a team of seasoned professionals, trusting them with full ownership can really unlock their potential. Share the intention behind your delegative approach with your team. People thrive on clear expectations. Let them know you trust their expertise and want to empower them to own their projects from start to finish. Define the parameters, expected outcomes, and available resources, but leave the how up to them. This builds confidence and fosters a sense of significant responsibility. Put this trust into practice by truly stepping back. Resist the urge to intervene unless specifically asked for guidance or if a critical issue arises. Focus on providing broad strategic direction, removing obstacles, and offering support only when needed. When individuals feel genuinely trusted and empowered, they take immense pride in their results. If a project isn't progressing as expected, address the performance gap, not necessarily the micromanagement. Study the outcomes of delegated tasks and the team's self-sufficiency. If you consistently see high-quality work, creative solutions, and improved efficiency when teams have autonomy, that's your edge. That's what sets you apart. So, ensure your processes facilitate independent work and that your company culture protects this freedom. Now, cultivate a reputation as a trusting and empowering leader. An employee who is given the space to innovate and solve problems independently will feel highly valued and committed. Let them know you delegate because you believe in their abilities and that their initiative matters. Give them opportunities to lead projects and present their own solutions. Make it straightforward and natural, not a burden. Delegative leadership isn't just about avoiding work. It's a pathway to more business. Use it to build trust, inspire self-reliance, sharpen your edge by fostering innovation, and expand your team's capabilities. It's good for advanced teams, fostering a dynamic work environment and outstanding results. Imagine Maria, who owns The Green Thumb, a boutique landscape design firm with experienced designers. When a new client requests a unique garden concept, Maria gives her lead designer, Carlos, the client's brief, budget, and a deadline. She trusts Carlos's artistic vision and technical skills, providing him with access to resources, but allowing him full creative freedom to develop the design and manage the project. Maria checks in periodically for high-level updates, but doesn't scrutinize every plant choice or material selection. This autonomy allows Carlos to produce truly innovative designs that exceed client expectations, and he feels immense ownership over his work. Autocratic authoritative leadership. Autocratic or authoritative leadership is more than just being decisive. It's a command and control approach where the leader makes decisions with little input from others. When you use this centralized authority well, it can lead to swift action, crucial in a crisis, but also risking resentment and limited creativity if not used appropriately. First, Understand the context where the style is most effective. It's best suited for urgent situations, when quick decisions are essential, or with inexperienced teams requiring strong direction. It's about taking charge when clarity and speed are paramount, not about stifling all voices. Share the need for clear direction in specific circumstances with your team. People appreciate knowing why a particular approach is being taken. Explain that for certain projects or in times of urgency, a streamlined decision-making process is necessary. Provide clear instructions and expectations, minimizing ambiguity. This can create a sense of security and focus when the path forward needs to be unambiguous. Put this directive approach into practice by providing clear, concise instructions and setting firm deadlines. Monitor progress closely to ensure tasks are completed precisely as planned. While you are the primary decision maker, maintain an open channel for team members to ask clarifying questions. When quick, precise execution is critical, this style ensures minimal deviation and rapid deployment. Study the efficiency and adherence to plans in situations requiring this style. If you consistently see rapid progress and strict compliance with critical protocols, you're leveraging its strength. That's what sets you apart. Make sure your implementation of this style is reserved for its optimal scenarios and doesn't become the default. Now, cultivate a reputation for decisive leadership. An employee who understands that their leader can take swift, firm action when necessary will feel confident in the business's ability to navigate challenges. Let them know you use this style to ensure safety, efficiency, or survival, and that their role in executing clear directives matters. Give them opportunities to understand the why behind the decisions, even if they aren't part of the how. Make it clear and structured, not arbitrary. Consider Robert, owner of Rapid Response Plumbing, a small emergency plumbing service. When a major pipe bursts at a client's commercial property, causing significant water damage, Robert takes an autocratic stance. He quickly assesses the situation, giving clear, concise instructions to his crew members, Mark and Lisa. Mark, shut off the main valve. Lisa, grab the industrial wet vacs from the truck. There's no time for discussion or debate. Immediate, decisive action is required to mitigate further damage. His team follows his commands without question, knowing that in such emergencies, Robert's direct leadership is essential for a swift and effective solution. Democratic participative leadership. Democratic or participative leadership is more than just holding meetings. It's an approach that actively involves team members in the decision-making process. When you embrace this collaboration, it can lead to stronger buy-in, enhanced creativity, and increased employee engagement, ultimately enriching your business. First, foster an environment of open communication and respect for diverse ideas. This style thrives when team members feel safe to express their opinions, debate constructively, and contribute their unique perspectives. It's about valuing collective intelligence, not just your own. If you seek innovative solutions and want to empower your team, embrace this collaborative mindset. Share the value of collective input with your team. People are more committed to decisions they've helped shape. Let them know you genuinely want their insights and that their contributions are vital to finding the best path forward. Clearly define the problem or decision to be made, then invite discussion, brainstorming, and feedback. This builds a sense of ownership and mutual respect. Put this collaborative approach into practice by actively asking for input before making final decisions. Facilitate discussions, listen carefully to all viewpoints, and provide constructive feedback. While the ultimate decision often rests with you, ensure team members feel heard and their ideas are seriously considered. When individuals feel their voice matters, they become more invested in the outcomes and often generate superior solutions. Study the quality of decisions and the level of team buy-in that result from participative processes. If you consistently observe stronger solutions, greater enthusiasm for implementation, and increased team cohesion, that's your edge. That's what sets you apart. So, ensure your processes encourage active participation and that your company culture protects this inclusive approach. Now, cultivate a reputation as a collaborative and empowering leader. An employee who knows their ideas are valued and that they can influence decisions will feel respected, motivated, and deeply connected to the business's success. Let them know you lead democratically because you believe in the power of collective wisdom and that their insights truly matter. Give them clear channels for contributing ideas and ensure regular opportunities for group problem solving. Make it engaging and empowering, not just a formality. Democratic leadership isn't just about consensus. It's a pathway to more business. Use it to build trust, inspire creativity, sharpen your team's problem-solving skills, and expand collective ownership. It's good for fostering innovation and strong team dynamics, leading to well-supported decisions and committed execution. Consider Emily, who runs The Bite Bistro, a small tech-themed cafe. When she's planning to introduce new menu items, Emily gathers her baristas, cooks, and even the part-time cashier, Liam, for a brainstorming session. She asks, "What new drinks or snacks do you guys think our customers would love, and what's feasible to create?" Liam suggests a code coffee, a special latte, while the cook, Chen, proposes a savory circuit sandwich. Emily listens intently, guiding the discussion on ingredients, pricing, and operational challenges. While Emily makes the final decision on which items to launch, everyone feels heard and deeply invested in the success of the new menu, which leads to greater enthusiasm when they're promoting it. Transformational leadership. Transformational leadership is more than just achieving goals. It's about inspiring, motivating, and empowering team members to truly reach their full potential and contribute to a shared vision that goes beyond individual interests. When you apply this kind of inspiration, it can lead to extraordinary growth, foster innovation, and help you build incredibly dedicated teams. To start, articulate a compelling vision for your small business. This style thrives on a clear, exciting future that resonates with your team's values and aspirations. It's about painting a picture of what's possible, not just what's expected. If you want to elevate your team's performance and foster a culture of continuous improvement, then developing and communicating this powerful vision is absolutely key. Share your passion and belief in the team's ability to achieve this vision. People are inspired by leaders who genuinely believe in them and challenge them to grow. Let them know that you see their potential and that you're committed to helping them develop. Provide intellectual stimulation, encourage them to question assumptions, and explore new solutions. This builds confidence and fosters a powerful sense of shared purpose. Put this inspiring approach into practice by coaching, mentoring, and intellectually challenging your team members. Recognize and celebrate their achievements and provide personalized support and opportunities for their development. Focus on their individual growth while aligning their efforts with the broader vision. When individuals feel personally invested in a meaningful cause and they see their own development as part of that journey, they'll strive for excellence way beyond what's expected. Observe the level of team engagement, innovation, and long-term commitment that results from this inspiring leadership. If you consistently notice higher levels of motivation, groundbreaking ideas, and a strong sense of loyalty, that's your edge. That's what sets you apart. So, make sure your leadership actively encourages a culture of vision, growth, and empowerment. Now, cultivate a reputation as an inspiring visionary. An employee who feels genuinely motivated, challenged, and supported in achieving a significant purpose will commit fully to your business. Let them know you lead transformationally because you believe in their potential and the collective power you all have to achieve something great. Give them opportunities to contribute to that vision, take on challenging roles, and grow both personally and professionally. Make it inspiring and empowering, not just transactional. Take Anya, for example, the founder of Eco Chic Apparel, a small online clothing brand deeply committed to sustainable fashion. Anya doesn't just manage. She inspires her small team of designers and marketers with this grand vision, to revolutionize the fast fashion industry by making ethically sourced, recycled clothing both accessible and desirable. She shares stories about environmental impact, challenges her designers to find innovative, sustainable materials, and encourages her marketing specialist, Ben, to craft campaigns that educate consumers. Anya even invests in Ben's professional development by sending him to a sustainable marketing conference because she believes it will help him push the brand's mission even further. This inspiring vision and empowerment lead her team to work with immense passion, constantly looking for new ways to fulfill the brand's eco-friendly promise, even if it means extra effort. Transactional leadership. Transactional leadership is more than just setting rules. It's an approach that's all about clear expectations, rewards, and yes, sometimes consequences. When you get this structured system right, it can lead to efficient operations, help you maintain stability, and ensure everyone's following the rules. But you've got to be careful because if it's not balanced, it can limit creativity. To start, you need to establish really clear goals, performance metrics, and a strong system for both rewards and consequences. This style thrives when roles are well-defined, outcomes are predictable, and everyone completely understands what's expected of them. It's like a clear, if you do this, you get that relationship. If you need consistent results and strict adherence to procedures, then you'll want to define these parameters very precisely. Make sure you share these rules of engagement and the incentive structure with your team. People perform best when they know exactly what's expected and what the benefits or repercussions will be. Let them know that their performance will be measured against specific targets and that rewards are directly tied to achieving those targets. This really creates clarity and helps everyone focus on measurable results. Now, put this system into practice by actively monitoring performance against those established standards. Give constructive feedback based on the results, and consistently apply rewards for achievements and corrective actions for when things go off track. Focus on managing by exception, meaning you only step in if performance falls outside those acceptable limits. When individuals clearly understand the direct link between their effort and specific outcomes, they become incredibly focused on hitting those targets. Take a look at how efficient your operations are and how consistent your team's performance is under this structured approach. If you consistently see everyone following protocols, predictable output, and your short-term goals being met, then you're really leveraging this style's strength. That's what sets you apart. So, just make sure your transactional system is fair, completely transparent, and regularly reviewed to ensure it's still effective. Now, build a reputation for fairness and clear expectations. An employee who understands the rules of the game and the direct connection between their effort and the reward will feel secure in their role and motivated by those clear targets. Let them know you lead transactionally to ensure fairness, consistency, and a results-driven environment. Give them clear dashboards or regular reports on how they're performing against their goals, and make sure that reward system is totally transparent. Make it logical and predictable, not arbitrary. Consider Tom, for example, the general manager of Precision Parts, a small manufacturing shop that makes custom machine components. Tom puts a very clear system in place. Every technician, like Sarah, has a daily quota of parts they need to produce, along with a specific tolerance for defects. If Sarah meets her quota and keeps her defect rate below 1%, she gets a small bonus at the end of the week. If her defect rate goes above that tolerance, she gets additional training. Tom regularly checks the production logs and quality control reports, giving immediate feedback on performance against these predefined metrics. This straightforward system ensures consistent output and quality, because technicians like Sarah know exactly what's expected and how their hard work translates into rewards. Coaching leadership. Coaching leadership is more than just giving advice. It's truly about unlocking a team member's potential, guiding them to find their own solutions, and really fostering a culture of continuous learning and development. When you apply this supportive approach, it can lead to incredibly skilled individuals, build massive confidence, and drive long-term growth for your business. To get started, embrace a curious and empathetic mindset. Focus on asking powerful questions instead of just jumping in with immediate answers. This style thrives when you genuinely believe in your team members' ability to grow and solve problems on their own. It's about helping them think through their process, not just telling them what to do. If you want to empower your team to be more self-reliant and innovative, then embracing a coaching stance is key. Make sure you share your intention to support their development with your team. People really appreciate leaders who invest in their growth. Let them know that you're there to help them explore options, overcome challenges, and learn new skills. Encourage them to explain their own problems and propose solutions before you offer yours. This builds critical thinking and strong problem-solving capabilities. Now, put this coaching approach into practice by actively listening, asking open-ended questions, and giving constructive feedback that encourages self-reflection. Focus on guiding them through their thought process, helping them pinpoint their strengths and areas where they can improve. When individuals are coached, they develop a much deeper understanding of their work, build resilience, and become much more capable of handling future challenges on their own. Observe the growth of individual skills, how well they're solving problems, and your team's overall capabilities under this developmental approach. If you consistently notice increased confidence, improved performance, and a greater ability to work independently, that's your edge. That's what sets you apart. So, make sure your leadership regularly includes dedicated coaching conversations and opportunities for growth. It's time to build a reputation as a developer of talent. An employee who feels their leader is genuinely invested in their personal and professional growth will feel valued, loyal, and committed to continuous improvement. Let them know you lead through coaching because you believe in their inherent potential and you truly want to see them excel. Give them opportunities for regular one-on-one coaching sessions, provide resources for learning, and celebrate their breakthroughs. Make it supportive and empowering, not prescriptive. Coaching leadership isn't just about mentoring. It's a pathway to more business. Use it to build individual competence, inspire self-discovery, sharpen your team's overall capabilities, and expand their potential. It's fantastic for fostering a learning culture and developing future leaders within your company. Consider Jessica, the owner of GrowthWise Consulting, a small firm that specializes in business strategy. When her junior consultant, Mark, is having trouble structuring a complex client presentation, Jessica doesn't just do it for him. Instead, she sits down with him and asks, "What's the core message you want to convey here? What data points do you think are most impactful? And how could you organize this to really tell a compelling story?" She prompts him to think critically about his own approach, helping him discover the answers himself. Through this process, Mark not only creates a much stronger presentation, but also gains a lot of confidence in his ability to tackle similar challenges independently in the future, which truly fosters his long-term growth as a consultant. Servant leadership. Now what? Servant leadership is definitely more than just being helpful. It's a whole philosophy where your primary purpose as a leader is to serve the needs of your team members, your customers, and even your community. When you embrace this service-first mindset, it can lead to incredibly high employee satisfaction, strong customer loyalty, and a deeply ethical business culture. To begin, prioritize the well-being and growth of your team members. This style thrives on genuine empathy, actively listening, and a true commitment to creating a supportive environment. It's about putting the needs of others before your own and clearing any obstacles so they can truly succeed. If you want to build a highly engaged and incredibly loyal workforce, then adopting this service-oriented perspective is key. Make sure you share your commitment to serving your team with everyone. People are naturally drawn to leaders who genuinely care about their success and happiness. Let them know that your role is to support them, provide resources, and ensure they have everything they need to thrive. Actively listen to their concerns, celebrate their contributions, and advocate for their needs. This builds profound trust and fosters a culture of mutual support. Now, put this service mindset into practice by actively looking for ways to support your team. This might mean removing bureaucratic hurdles, providing essential training, championing their ideas, or simply being a compassionate listener when they need one. Focus on empowering them to achieve their goals by making sure their needs are met. When individuals feel truly supported and valued, they'll reciprocate with amazing loyalty, dedication, and exceptional service to your customers. Take a look at your employee satisfaction levels, how well you're retaining staff, and what customer feedback you're getting, especially concerning your team's empowerment. If you consistently observe high morale, low turnover, and glowing customer reviews, that's your edge. That's what sets you apart. So, make sure your leadership is always looking to understand and meet the needs of your team and all your stakeholders. It's time to build a reputation as a selfless and supportive leader, an employee who feels genuinely cared for and supported by their leader. Will go above and beyond for the business and its customers. Let them know you lead as a servant because you believe that when you serve your team, they, in turn, will serve the business with excellence. Give them opportunities to voice their needs, contribute to the team's well-being, and see their contributions directly lead to positive outcomes. Make it empathetic and empowering, not self-serving. Servant leadership isn't just about being kind. It's a pathway to more business. Use it to build deep loyalty, inspire dedication, sharpen your team's collective purpose, and expand your business's positive impact on everyone involved. It's truly excellent for building a strong, values-driven culture and achieving sustainable success. Imagine Leo, for instance, who runs Community Care Services, a small nonprofit that provides support for local families. Leo consistently puts his team's needs first. When a caregiver, Maria, expresses stress about managing her caseload and her personal responsibilities, Leo actively listens. Then, he works with her to adjust her schedule and find additional support resources, even taking on some of her administrative tasks himself. He invests in ongoing training for his staff, making sure they have the best tools and knowledge. Because Leo serves his team so diligently, they are highly motivated, feel deeply valued, and, in turn, provide exceptional, compassionate care to the families they serve. This leads to incredible community trust and really positive feedback. Conclusion: mastering your leadership style. Now what? So, understanding these different leadership styles is a powerful first step, right? Here's the big takeaway. There's no single best style that works all the time. The most effective small business leaders are actually really adaptable. They adjust their approach based on the specific situation, the task at hand, and how experienced their team members are. The true art of leadership lies in knowing when to be directive, like an autocratic leader, and when to empower, like a delegative one. It's knowing when to inspire as a transformational leader, and when to guide as a coach. It's about knowing when to collaborate as a democratic leader, and when to set clear expectations as a transactional one. And always, always, it's about how to lead by example and genuinely serve your team. By really thinking about your current leadership habits and intentionally practicing different approaches, you can become a much more versatile and impactful leader. This adaptability is your ultimate edge in the fast-paced world of small business. So, use these insights to build stronger relationships, unlock your team's full potential, and truly drive your business toward remarkable success. Thanks for listening. If even one idea here helped you slow things down and see the business more clearly, it was worth it. You don't need more pressure. You need tools that cut through the noise and help you lead with confidence. That's what Kevinex is built to deliver. Keep going. You're doing the hard part. You're showing up. This material is for Kevinex licensees only, and may not be shared, copied, or distributed without written permission.